Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we wrapped up our series called Ordinary People, where we've been looking at our core value of personal ministry. And we say that personal ministry means we're servants. And what we've kind of done in this series is we've kind of looked at the supporting cast of the Bible, as opposed to sometimes what are, you know, more the characters who are in lead roles. And what we've said is that God uses ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes, that God has this kind of delight in using the people who are okay with being part of the supporting cast, who don't always demand the lead roles. And really our goal for the series is to continue to introduce people to this idea of personal ministry, really for a couple of reasons. In light of this past weekend, you know, really Rahab teaches us two lessons. Lesson number one is that only God can make your past your past. Rahab chose to align herself with Yahweh God instead of her Jericho culture. And in a world where people are increasingly discipled by media more so than God's truth, there are going to come moments where Christians, believers, have to stand up and stand out. It's been said widely throughout Christian history that there will come a moment where, as a believer, you find yourself by yourself. You'll be the only one on your team, the only one in your class, the only one in your friend group. You'll be the only one at your office, the only one in your family that's going to follow. And as believers, we by faith trust in the promises of God and the Word of God more so than we do in the trends of culture. And so because of that, Rahab, even though she, you know, is emphasized in the scripture by her profession as a prostitute, it's also, I think, by God saying that over and over again, he's reminding us that he makes our past, that our regrets don't have to define us. Coming back to that label series from this summer, you don't have to live out your labels. You can believe God's truth, God's identity, what he says about you more so than anything else. So only God can make your past. But the second thing we learn from her is that we are justified by works. In other words, serving's how you grow. Now, there are two justifications spoken of in the New Testament, right? There's this justification by faith. That's a salvation justification by grace alone, through faith alone. That's Romans 3, Romans 4. But James chapter 2 mentions Rahab and says that she was justified by her works. The second kind of justification, it's not a justification for salvation as much as it is a justification for sanctification. And sanctification is just a big Bible word for how you grow. Salvation by justification, right? By grace alone, through faith alone. That's how you enter the faith. We can't earn it. It's all based on Jesus' finished work on the cross. But a justification by works, what James is speaking to, a justification by sanctification, is the proof that comes out of our justification by faith. So the way that I tried to explain it anyway at the Lewis Center campus is that, you know, when you join a team, a sports team, when you join and you're officially made a member, you get the uniform. The rest of your time on that team is growing in your skills and development and proving that you deserve the uniform. And those are really those two kinds of justification. This is an incredible oversimplification. But if I had to say it to you in a sentence, I'd say it to you this way, that justification by faith or salvation, that is getting you into heaven. Justification by works is getting heaven into you. And so in that, Rahab, who, you know, we do have a tendency in our world, if we're honest, to marginalize, to dehumanize people based on what they do. But Rahab the harlot becomes this incredible example to us that not only can God make your past, but he also can use the lives of ordinary people in any situation, and that serving is how you grow. I love the example of Ryan and Ben's video that we watched on Sunday. 10 years ago, Ryan's teaching Ben, you know, in second grade boys. And then they had this opportunity to share and do ministry together. And for the rest of, you know, Ben's ministry, however long that lasts, Ryan has a part in it. He has a reward in it. He has an investment in it. So I hope that you have taken the opportunity to serve. We need your talents, gifts, abilities, and skills. If you have it, please reach out to us, info@lifepointohio.com, and we'll do everything we can to help get you started in serving the kingdom. I'm going to pray that into our day, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. Father, as we approach our day today, everything we have is yours. Talents, gifts, abilities, skills, everything is yours. So God, we lay it at your feet. We seek to serve, and we ask you to use it for your honor and for your glory. We desire, God, to see you and hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Now you take the opportunity to pray that reality into your day, and we look forward to seeing you next Sunday as we begin a new series called Kingdom Values.